May the Lord be with you all.
也祝大家新年好。
And Happy New Year to everyone.
没有反应，新年好。
No reaction.
Happy New Year.
可能受了刚刚说不要鼓掌的影响，是吧？
Maybe you were affected that we told you not to applaud.
其实真的是鼓掌也是为着神。Okay, 出于我们的心里面，把赞美都归给神。
All of our applause is for the Lord too.
一到了这个新年的一开始，我就在思想，有什么样的信息能够给弟兄姊妹今年一年里面可以享受不尽的。
In the beginning of this year, I was thinking what kind of message I should bring to the congregation.
事实上，我们都知道，福音是一个好消息。
We all know that the gospel is good news.
整本圣经里面所讲的就是福音。
The entire Bible brings about the gospel.
可是我一直有一个负担，就是福音如果我们只停留在我们的知识上面、头脑里面。
But my burden is that if the gospel is just head knowledge.
那个还不是真正的福音。
Then it's not the real gospel.
因为你没有把它活出来，把它用出来。
Because you're not living it out.
就像你有很多的钱存在银行里面。
For example, it's like you have a lot of money in the bank.
你天天看那个本子，你知道，哇，我有好多的钱。
You look at your statement every day and you see you have a lot of money.
可是你从来没有用它。
But you never use it.
你需要的时候，你想买的东西，你有困难的时候，你那个钱就摆在那里不用。
When you need it, when you want to buy something, or there's an emergency, you keep it there, you don't use it.
你可以讲出很多股票的道理，很多经济学，很多财，你的钱的学问。
You can talk about stocks or the economy and have a lot of knowledge.
可是你没有真的使用你的钱。
But you've never used your money.
那个钱不是你的。
Then that money isn't yours.
我们讲福音也是一样。
When we talk about the gospel, this is the same thing.
尤其我们中间许多年轻人，你们从小到现在，不管讲亚伯拉罕、讲挪亚、讲大卫，你完全都懂。
Especially with the youth in the congregation, when we talk about the Old Testament, Abraham and Noah, you all understand this.
可是到底这个福音，那些伟人的故事，跟我今天的生活有什么关系？
But the gospel, how does it apply to our lives today?
有人说福音是个好消息。
Some people say that the gospel is good news.
那真的是好消息。
And it really is good news.
可是这个好消息对你到底有没有真的是你觉得好消息？
But do you really understand that it's good news to you?
比如说今天有人跑来告诉我说，哎，金弟兄，你知道吗？今天那个金峰啊，金城中国超市，他们卖这个国宝米，买一包就送一包。
For example, one day someone comes up to me and say, Pastor King, did you know that the Chinese supermarket is selling rice and you buy one, get one free?
或者人家说，你知道吗？那个佛罗里达的那个鲤鱼门呐，今年所有人可以去吃那个凤爪，那个鸡爪免费。
Or you can say that in Fort Lee, they're giving you a free 凤爪。
那真的是对每个人都是好消息吗？
And for everyone, would that be good news?
可能有些人不敢吃的，或者他家里根本就不吃米的，他说这个对我根本不是好消息。
But for people who don't like chicken feet or don't like rice, then it's not good news.
那我如果告诉你，今天我要跟你讲耶稣基督是好消息，我不知道是不是每一位都同意。
And if today I'm going to share that the gospel is good news, I don't know if everyone would agree.
可能你说耶稣，那基督，那个是犹太人的。有一个犹太人，他是西方人的王，他是历史上的一个故事，跟我今天有什么关系？
Some people may say that the gospel is for the Jewish people and has nothing to do with me.
所以只有当事人，你承认这个好消息对我是真正的需要，它才是好消息。
So for each person, that person has to admit that this is good news for them in order for it to be real good news.
否则不但不一定是好消息，而且你还冒犯了他。
Or otherwise, it's not good news, and you may offend them.
比如说，今天有个人，他跑来跟我讲说，金弟兄，你知道吗？前两天我帮你到 TNEC 的 Township 里头，我付了5000块钱的罚金。
For example, let's say someone came up to me and said, Pastor King, just a few days ago, I went to the TNEC Township and paid $5,000 of fines for you.
我说你为什么要替我付五千块钱的罚金？
And I would ask, why did you pay a $5,000 fine for me?
他说因为最近这个纽约州、新泽西州跟 Connecticut 他们开始了一个 一个试验的一个电脑的系统。
And he said that in the tri-state area, they started this technology.
他们在你记得吗？你去年去注册你的车子的时候，他们就在你的牌照里面，或者在你买的 Easy Pass 里面，他们装上了一个卫星的感应器。
And last year, when you went to go register your car, they put something in your car or in the Easy Pass that can track where you are.
可能你都不知道这个感应器是做什么用的。
And maybe you don't even know what that technology is for.
可是今天呢，前几天从这个 Port Authority 他们寄了一大堆你犯规的事情。
But you received all of these things that said that you had committed traffic.violations.
他们说：“你看，这里有几月几号，你在纽，你进那个曼哈顿的时候，你就红灯，可是你就右转了。”
And on a specific date when you went into Manhattan, you made a turn on a red light.
啊，有一天你开车子在 Garden State Parkway 的时候，你超速了。
Or you were speeding on Garden State Parkway.
哦，他把这些证据摆在我面前的时候，我哑口无言。
And when they put this proof in front of me, then I have nothing to say.
那他说，这是你的需要，所以我帮你已经把这个钱付了。
And because you needed someone to pay these fines, I paid it for you.
当我看到证据摆在这里的时候，我知道如果我不付上这些代价，没有人替我付上这些代价，我就有很大的问题。
And I know, when I see the evidence in front of me, and I know that if I don't pay the fines, then I would get into a lot of trouble.
于是我承认说，谢谢你，我实在是需要这个福音。
So I admit that this is good news. I need someone to help me pay the fines.
今天如果在地上的政府都可以用科技来做这样子的实验，来做监听的事情。
If on the earth, the government can do these type of things and to monitor people.
你能不能相信？有一天照圣经所说的，你在天上站在审判台上的时候，天使会把你这一生的案卷完全放在你的面前。
One day when we face God in the seat of judgment, all the angels will know exactly what we've done.
你那天要坐在那里一幕幕的看你所有没有被忘记掉的罪。
One day you'll see all of your sins that were not forgotten.
没有被付上代价的罪。
No one paid for your sins.
到时候你要怎么面对这个事情呢？
How would you be able to face this reality?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我今天要讲的一个福音是关乎万民的。
So brothers and sisters, today the gospel that I'm talking about is
for everybody.
Is for everybody.
记得上个主日我已经开场了白，说人人都有劳苦的重担。
Last week I talked about how everyone is weary and burdened.
我们为什么每个人都有这些劳苦重担呢？
Why are we all weary and burdened?
那是因为我们都离开了神。
It's because we have separated from God.
我们有许多的人际关系的问题，我们有许多身体的问题，我们有许多情绪的问题。
We have problems with relationships in our physical bodies and in our emotions.
我们都想解决这些问题。
And we all want to solve these problems.
人用了许多的钱财、学问、宗教、善行，都没有办法解决这些问题。
Man tries to use wealth, education, religion, and even good works, but we can't solve these problems.
事实上，我知道我上一次虽然把每一项我都做了一些说明。
Although I've described in detail each of these things that we use to solve our problems.
可是我发现说，这几个礼拜里面，让我在我的生活里面接触了一些人。实在是更深的让我反映到这前上一次我的讲台的信息里面所讲的是何等的重要。
For these last couple of weeks and conversations I've had with people, I realized more and more that what we talked about these past couple of weeks in the messages is so important.
我想中间我们弟兄姊妹或许有人也知道说有我所认识的一些人，这几个礼拜里面他们出了一些很大的问题。
Maybe some of you know that people that I've been talking to are facing some very huge problems in their lives.
他们在寻求一些想要讨神的喜欢的事情上面，他们寻求一些神秘性的引导。
They're trying to please the Lord, but in that attempt, they're looking at mysterious things.
他们 在一种想希望借着一些超自然的事情来明白神在他们身上的带领或旨意。
They're looking for supernatural things to describe what God is trying to do in their lives.
结果落在很大的难处里头。
And it put them in a very difficult position.
甚至有人他们真的是想做好，可是他一直在勉强自己要做好。
Or they're trying to do good and they keep pressuring themselves to do things well.
他自己做不好，他看别人也觉得别人实在是不好。
Or if they can't do it themselves and then they try to judge other people and say that they don't do it well.
所以给他周围的人带来了很大的痛苦。
And it brings a lot of headache for people around them.
弟兄姊妹，我们说到不管人的心是怎么样的好，可是你如果不用圣经的方法来解决这些问题的时候，你会落在更可怕更大的痛苦里头。
No matter how good your heart is, if you don't use God's word to apply it in your daily lives, you're going to face even greater difficulties.
那到底人的劳苦重担的根源是从哪里来的呢？
So what is the root of man's problems and burdens?
圣经告诉我们很清楚的，在人类的始祖亚当跟夏娃他们在伊甸园里面的时候，他们离开了神。
The Bible is very clear that it's when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden.
神一开始给他们摆在园子里，已经给了他们的智慧，要他们来管理园中所有的事物。
When God put Adam and Eve in the garden, He already gave them wisdom to be able to take care of the garden.
他们已经有了智慧，有能力。
They already have ability and knowledge.
可是神告诉他们说，有一个事情你们要遵守，就是园中的善恶树这棵树，你们不要去动它。
But God told them to not eat of the tree of the good and evil.
这个果子你不要吃它。
Do not eat that fruit.
神有他的心意和目的。
God has His purpose and will.
我们上次也提到了，人不是没有，人被创造的时候，他并不是一个不知道善恶的人。
Last week I mentioned when people are created, it's not that we don't know the difference between good and evil.
当神把他的灵摆在我们里面的时候，我们就有那个感觉，我们要知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
When God created us and gave us a spirit, we want to know what's good and what's evil.
回到圣经里面，这个善恶，这个最终极的这个智慧是指的什么呢？要明白善恶这个智慧是指的什么呢？
So what is this wisdom that shows us what is the difference between good and evil?
那个不是讲你的 SAT 可以考多少，你能够多懂多少股票的知识，不是指那个。
It's not what you can get on your SATs or how much you know about the stock market.
圣经讲的智慧乃是你认识耶和华是智慧的开端。
The Bible says that wisdom comes from knowing God.
所有的智慧都是从众光之父那里来的。
All the wisdom that it comes from God.
当我们与神的生命连结的时候，在我们的里面就有一个能够分别善和恶的那个能力。
When we have a relationship with the Lord, then we can tell the difference between what's good and evil.
什么时候我们愿意顺从圣灵？
When we are willing to listen to the Holy Spirit.
我们就走在善的里头。
Then we are walking in the light.
什么时候我们不顺从圣灵？
When we are disobedient to the Holy Spirit,
纵使你做的事情在人看起来是对，可是那是一件恶事。
Even if what you did looks good to other people, it's still evil.
因为它会带给你极大的痛苦。
Because it will bring you pain.
人当初的最早的罪，乃是他们不听神的话，受了撒旦的试探。
The original sin was that Adam and Eve did not listen to the Lord and did what they wanted to do.
那要怎么样解决这个人跟神分离的问题呢？
So how do you solve the problem of the separation between man and God?
上次我们提到了，在创世纪第三章就启示了救恩的两方面。
Last time we talked about in Genesis chapter 3, it revealed two things about salvation.
第一个方面是神耶稣他成为我们的代死的羔羊，他成了那个遮盖羞耻的皮衣。
It's that Jesus Christ became the garment of skin that covered our sins.
他是无罪的，却为我们成了那个赎罪祭。
He was sinless, and yet he died for our sins.
还不止这样。
It is not just this.
我们说他经过死亡以后，他复活了，他击败了掌死权的魔鬼。
And we also said that not only that, He resurrected from the dead and is victorious against sin.
所以他如果仅仅为我们死而没有复活，
If he just died and didn't resurrect,
他没有能力带我们从这些劳苦重担罪的咒诅里面出来。
He cannot bring us out of the burdens and the sins.
但是感谢主，他死了又复活了。
But thank God, he died and resurrected.
所以我们今天可以靠着耶稣基督，我们可以向仇敌夸胜。
So that we can depend on Jesus Christ and be victorious against the enemy.
这就是福音的总纲。
This is the foundation of the gospel.
可是今天我们要进一步来讲到这个福音到底在圣经里面有没有启示跟我们的生活发生关系。
But is this revealed in the Bible and does it apply to our lives today?
我们要先读一段圣经，在启示录第三章第八到十三节。
Let us read a verse in Genesis chapter 3, verses 8-13.
当我们读的时候，请弟兄姊妹特别注意，这里神问亚当跟夏娃有三个问题。
And while we read this, pay attention to the three questions that God asks Adam and Eve.
事实上，这三个问题就向我们启示了我们所有人类的问题出在哪里。
And these questions reveals the root of all of our problems today.
而且也告诉了我们，今天我们怎么样来解决我们生活上的劳苦重担。
And it shows us how we can solve the problems of weariness and burdens.
第八节这里开始说，天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。
In verse 8 it says, Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden.
耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？
But the Lord God called to the man, where are you?
他说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。
And he answered, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.
耶和华说，谁告诉你赤身露体的呢？
And he said, Who told you that you were naked?
莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？
Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?
那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
And the man said, The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it.
耶和华神对那女人说，你做的是什么事呢？
Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is this you've done?
女人说，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
And the woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate.
我们来看哪三个问题。
Let's look at the three questions.
好不好，我们来看神问亚当跟夏娃的第一个问题是什么。
What is the first question that God asked Adam and Eve?
你在哪里？
Where are you?
第二个问题呢？
Second question.
谁告诉你是赤身露体的？
Who told you that you were naked?
第三个问题呢？
And the third question.
你做的是什么事呢？
What is this you've done?
是不是跟得上我现在讲的？ Are you following me? 这里神问亚当夏娃有三个问题。
Here God asks Adam and Eve three questions.
第一个，我们来看到他问他亚当说：“你在哪里？”
The first question we look at is, "Where are you?"
你想想看，本来在亚当夏娃他们没有犯罪以前，神需要问他你在哪里吗？
Before Adam and Eve sinned, would God have had to ask them, "Where are you?"
他们跟神坦然的可以相见。
They would be able to see each other.
可是这里说，当天起了凉风的时候。突然整个园子里有了变化，亚当跟夏娃一听到神的声音，他们就藏起来了。
But it said that in the cool of the day, when Adam and Eve heard the Lord coming, something changed and they hid.
神到底是以什么样的心情和态度来问亚当跟夏娃这个问题？
What kind of feelings and attitude, did the Lord have when he asked this question to them?
你想他会像一个很凶的老师或者警察找那个小偷说，快点出来，你在哪里？再不出来，我毙了你。
Do you think he would be acting like a teacher or a police officer who tries to catch a thief and is really angry?
不，我想这个神那个时候的心情 是非常伤痛的。
I believe that God during that time was in a lot of pain.
所以亚当想问你为什么躲开我呢？你为什么不敢见我了呢？
And God is asking Adam and Eve, why are you afraid to see me? Why are you not in my presence?
你们记得 Gerald 他在几个月以前他讲的信息吗？
Do you remember the message that Gerald gave a couple of months ago?
当他生他妈妈的气，他跑出去。
When he was mad at his mom and he ran out.
他跑了几个小时以后，到了天都黑了，警察也他父母也找警察了。
And he walked for hours and it was dark and his parents called the police.
你想当他看到他父母的时候，他父母怎么说呢？
And when he saw his parents, what did they say to him?
你到哪里去了？
Where are you? Where did you go?
我打断你的腿，看你以后还敢不敢跑。
I'm going to break your leg and see if you can run again.
没有，他说他看到的。他爸爸说，好了，回家了。他爸爸说，回来就好，我们回家。
But no, his dad said, okay, as long as you're home, let's go home.
当他回家的时候，他妈妈就在那里就说，就一直哭，一直哭。
And his mom was at home crying.
他妈妈说，你怎么认？你到底是怎么想我的？你怎么不知道你这样做是伤了 我的心呢？
And his mom asked him, how can you not know that by doing this, you would break my heart?
你为什么不相信我？
Why do you not trust me?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当神来找亚当夏娃的时候，
When God came to look for Adam and Eve,
他问说你在哪里？
He asked, where are you?
神比亚当跟夏娃更心痛，他们现在躲在黑暗的里面。
God is even more heartbroken than they are because they are hiding from him.
亚当夏娃他们离开了神。
Adam and Eve separated from God.
他们落在黑暗、惧怕、忧虑的光景里头。
They were living in darkness and fear.
神来问他说你在哪里？
And God asks them, where are you?
提醒亚当跟夏娃说你的身份跟地位是不是失去了？
This reminds Adam and Eve that perhaps their status or position has changed.
第二个问题。
The second question.
那么，你们为什么知道你们是赤身露体就藏起来呢？
Why do you know that you're naked and why did you hide?
到底是谁告诉你你是赤身露体的呢？
Who told you that you were naked?
那当然，我们眼睛亮了，所以我们就看到我们是赤身露体。
Well, of course, when our eyes are open, we can see that we are naked.
因为我们知道什么叫善，什么叫恶了嘛。
Because we know what the difference between good and evil is.
我们知道没有穿衣服是羞耻。
We know it's shameful to be naked.
可是神这里的目的不是在这里问他有没有穿衣服是羞耻的问题。
But God's purpose here is not asking them about being shameful of being naked.
你知道当亚当跟夏娃彼此对看的时候，他们不但看到自己的羞耻，他们也看到别人的羞耻。
But when they looked at each other, they not only saw their own shame, but they saw the other person's shame.
这就是当你如果没有那个生命的包容的能力的时候，你看到别人的不足、别人的不够的时候，你会开始定罪别人，也定罪自己。
This is because when you don't have the ability to accept other people's faults, you start blaming yourself or judge other people.
这是非常痛苦的事情。
This is a very painful situation.
所以亚当在神在这里要帮助亚当跟夏娃一件事。
So God wants to help Adam and Eve.
他并不是把他的注意力集中在说哪一个是对，你现在有没有穿衣服是对或错。神的重点不在那里。
God's point is not to say if it's right or wrong to wear clothes or not.
神的重点是谁使你到今天能够看到自己的羞耻，而且以别人的不足也看着羞耻。
God's trying to tell them who it was that caused them to be able to see their own shame and other people's shame.
谁告诉你的？
Who told you?
就是你到底前面你今天会到这个地步，你是听了谁的话？
When you got to the situation that you're in today, who were you listening to?
第三个问题问的是你做的是什么？
And the third question that he asks is, what is this you've done?
亚当说，哦，是你给我造的那个女人叫我做的。
Adam said, oh, it's the woman that you created. She told me to do this.
那个女人说，不不不不，是你造的那个蛇叫我吃的。
But the woman said, no, it's the serpent that you created who deceived me.
神说，我不是问你谁做的，我问你做的是什么。
God is not asking who told you to do it. He asks, what is this that you've done?
你在这一件事情上面有什么责任？
What responsibility can you take in this situation?
如果你非常多是我亚当，我应该要敬上，是神亲自告诉我不可以吃的，我应该要告诉夏娃不可以吃。
For example, with Adam, if God told him not to eat, then he should have told Eve that he should not eat of the tree.
你不要推责任。
Don't blame others.
夏娃，你也不要说别人，你应该说是我的丈夫当初是怎么告诉我，或者这件事情我没有办法做主，我不可以擅自做主，我要去跟我的丈夫商量。
And Eve should not have said, oh, well, I just blame it on the serpent. She should admit that her husband told her what to do, and she should have discussed it with him.
不要推卸责任。
Don't blame others for your own responsibility.
所以这三个问题事实上说出了我们今天所有人的生活劳苦重担后面的基本的性质。
Basically, these questions point out the problems that we face in our daily lives today.
第一个就是我站的地位是不是在基督里了。
And the first question or problem is my position in life still in Christ?
我是不是在一个黑暗的属灵的光景里头？
Am I living in darkness?
失去了神的同在。
Without the presence of God.
第二个就是到底这个控告，今天我会造成这样，到底我这个来源根源是什么？
And the second question, when I'm faced with accusations, who is the source of those accusations?
为什么我里面失去了那个平安？
Why have I lost peace inside?
是谁把这个平安给我夺走了？
Who took the peace away?
第三个问题是讲到我在这一件事情上，我是不是有我该负的责任
？And the third question is, with every situation, should I be taking responsibility here?
如果有我该负的责任的时候，我是不是应该来到神的面前来谦卑的认罪悔改
？And if I should take responsibility, do I go to the Lord, repent, and turn back from my ways?
所以我们看到神当初问亚当夏娃，他问到了这三个问题。已经引出了我们要解决这些人生的问题的一个线索。
So when God asked these three questions to Adam and Eve, it already told us the source of all of our problems.
我们上次也说过了，一再强调，圣经是一本造我们生命的手册。
Like I said last time, I was emphasizing that the Bible is a guide for us.
它分成新约跟旧约两卷，两部分。
It's separating to the Old and the New Testament.
在旧约里面，我们看到了许多的历史的故事，许多的诗歌，许多的先知书，到底它跟耶稣基督的救恩有什么关系
？In the Old Testament, we can see the Psalms and the prophecies. What does that have to do with Jesus Christ?
这些犹太人历史跟我今天的生活有关系吗
？All of the Jewish histories, does that have anything to do with us today?
我们更讲到新约。
Now we can talk about the New Testament.
那么新约里面记载了耶稣基督的生平，他神了多少的神，行了多少的神迹，他赶了多少的鬼。
And it talks about Jesus' life on earth, and he cast out demons and he healed people.
他也讲了许多的教训，甚至包括他的门徒也写了许多的书信。
And he taught his disciples, and his disciples wrote a lot of letters.
到底这些跟我今天有什么关系？
All of these things, what does it have to do with me today?
我们说过，整本的圣经就是启示，耶稣他就是基督，就是我们的救主。
The entire Bible reveals that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior.
他是那个替我们的罪去付上代价的那个羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God that died for our sins.
他不但付上了代价，而且他从死里复活，他成为得胜的君王。
He not only paid for our sins, but he died and resurrected.
他就是那个旧约里面所预言的救世主弥赛亚，今天实现了。
He is the Messiah that was prophesied by in the Old Testament.
我们先看旧约里面怎么启示耶稣来解决这些问题。
Let's look in the Old Testament to see how the prophecies were fulfilled.
这三个问题，我们看到在旧约里面，我们大略的看，一开始有摩西的五经。
When we look in the Old Testament, we can see that there's the five books of Moses.
那里面我们最清楚的，从创世纪以后，出埃及记，然后就进入了立位记。
When we look at Genesis and Exodus, we go into Leviticus.
在这些书信里面，我们有一个印象，就摩西为什么设定了许多的律法 要人的遵守。
In these books, we can see why Moses had given these laws.
尤其我们读利未记的时候，我们如果看我们的程序单，我们这两个这里这一一个月，可能我们就开始每天读经，就是读利未记。
In the next few weeks, we can we'll probably be talking about Leviticus.
这两天正好读完了今天早晨读完了赎罪记。
赎罪记。The sin offering.
And in this morning, this past couple of days, we can be done with the sin offering.
到底这些献这些祭物，要祭司每次杀牛宰羊去献，到底跟我今天生活有什么关系？
And when the priest would give the offerings, sacrifices, what does that have to do with me today?
哦，原来摩西在那里要借着祭司来献祭，要流血，是要解决人犯罪的问题。
And the reason for that is because by the blood of these goats and calves and sacrifices, this is to cover our sins.
本来人跟神是因着罪把我们阻隔，不能到神的面前。摩西启示百姓说，现在我们可以借着祭物的献祭，让你能够来到神，看看这个血，祭物的血就越过，就不定你的罪。
Moses is basically telling the people that because of the separation between man and God, by the cause of sin, we need the blood of these sacrifices so that God will overlook our sins.
所以罪的问题是借着祭司献祭来解决的。
So the problem of sin is solved in the Old Testament through sacrifices.
所以旧约中过了摩西五经以后，我们看到开始看到了历史书。
So after the five books of Moses, we look at the historical books.
约书亚带着百姓进入了迦南地，开始在那里与七族迦南七族的人征战。
Joshua led the people into Canaan and fought many battles.
我们在接下来看到有士师记，有列王记上下，有撒母耳记，有许多的征战在神的百姓当中发生。
In the next few books, we see that the Israelites had a lot of wars and battles with neighboring countries.
那里给我们最深的印象就是，当什么时候神的百姓去随从外邦人去拜那些偶像的时候。
And we can see that when the Israelites start worshiping other idols,
他们整个国家民族就灭亡，就被掳，就受痛苦。
And then the kingdom would fall into captivity or into pain.
什么时候当他们一悔改，一转向神的时候，神就把他们从仇敌的手中拯救出来。
But then when they turn back to the Lord, God will deliver them.
所以我们看到旧约的第二大部分讲到历史书的时候，是提醒我们怎么样解决我们仇敌的问题。
So in these historical books, this reminds us how we can solve the problem of enemies.
也就是我们怎么样在君我们的君王，我们到底是听谁的。
So who is the king that we listen to?
第三个部分我们讲到许多的先知书。
In the third section, we talk about the prophetic books.
这些先知书里面一再记载的这些先知跟着百姓一直说，你们要悔改来归回神。
And in these books, all of the prophets keep reminding the Israelites to turn back to the Lord.
所以先知书一代在那里呼唤百姓，要解决百姓离开神的问题。
So all of these prophecies are basically reminding the people that they need to turn back to God.
所以我们现在稍微来把它总结一下。
All right, let's summarize that.
当神问说，你在哪里这个问题的时候。
When God asks, where are you?
表示人离开了神的面。
This means that man is no longer in God's presence.
人的道路已经偏离了神。
His path has already been diverted.
神借着先知来解决这个问题。
God used the prophets to solve this problem.
当神问他，问亚当跟夏娃说，你做了什么？谁告诉你的？
When God asked Adam and Eve, who told you?
这里提醒一个，你到底听谁的话？
This reminds you, who are you listening to?
你的仇敌是谁？
Who is your enemy?
神借着历史书告诉我们，只有当我们归向神的时候，他可以解决仇敌的问题。
And in the historical books, God tells us that only when we listen to the Lord, He can take care of the problems with enemies.
当神问说你做了什么，提醒人犯了罪。
When God asks us, what have you done? It reminds us that we have sinned.
罪的问题是借着祭司献祭来解决。
And the problem of sin is resolved by the sacrifices.
而这三个问题的答案，在旧约里面已经有了图画让我们看到。
And all of these three problems, we can see in the Old Testament a picture of how the New Testament would come about.
可是到了新约的时候，我们看到他就向我们启示了，耶稣基督就是亲自来解决这三个问题。
But it is fully revealed in the New Testament that Jesus Christ is the answer to all of these three problems.
首先我们来看，他是大祭司解决罪的问题。
First, we can see that he is the high priest that solves the problem of sin.
在希伯来书里面有两段这样的话。
There's two verses in Hebrews that mentions this.
他那里说到基督已经来到做了将来美事的大祭司，他这样子来到，他并不是经过人手所造的这个帐幕。
It says that when Jesus Christ came as high priest, he did not come through a man-made tabernacle.
而且他来献祭，这个大祭司来献祭，他不是用山羊和牛犊的血，乃是用自己的血，只有一次献上，就成就了那永远赎罪的祭。
And he did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood.
你看旧约的大祭司，他每年要一次反复的来献祭。
You can see in the Old Testament that the priests have to offer sacrifices continuously.
看，但耶稣基督他一次献上，他就在神的右边坐下。
But Jesus Christ only had to sacrifice his life once, and now he sat down at the right hand of God.
所以我们看到新约里面向我们启示，耶稣就是那个大祭司。
So you can see that in the New Testament, Jesus Christ is the great high priest.
他来解决罪的问题。
He solved the problem of sin.
我们又看到他是大君王。
And we can see that he is a great king.
因为约翰一书很清楚地说到，神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
In 1 John it says, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
当启示录里面讲到羔羊的征战的时候，讲到那个羔羊成为万王之王，万主之主。
In Revelation it says that the Lamb is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
所以我们看到耶稣他经过他自己的流血，被钉十字架，他被神高举坐在宝座上。
So we can see that when Christ shed his blood and died and resurrected, now he's sitting at the right hand of Father.
他是大君王。
He is the great king.
大君王来解决仇敌，就是撒旦的问题。
The great king solves the problem of our enemies, who is Satan.
他更是我们的大祭司，大先知。
And he's also our great prophet.
这个大先知里面讲到了他来给我们带我们解决我们离开神道路的问题。
And the great prophet solves the problem of our separation from God.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
其实这三方面讲到道路、真理、生命这三个词，也讲到了我们这解决这三个问题的根本性质。
And these three things, the way, the truth, and the life, describes the three ways that the problems are solved.
我们讲到道路的时候，我们是说他是大先知，解决我们离开神的问题。
When we talk about the way, it says that he is the great prophet that solves the problem of separation from God.
我们讲到真理的时候，我们知道撒旦是说谎话的，他是抵挡的，他是不是真理。
When we talk about truth, we know that Satan does not provide us with truth. He lies.
所以神耶稣自己成为真理。
So Jesus Christ becomes truth.
耶稣自己也成为那个生命。
Jesus became life.
因为罪使我们的生命被污染，与神隔绝了。
Because sin contaminated our lives and separated us from God.
所以耶稣他自己是道路、真理、生命，就向我们启示他就是这三个问题的答案。
So when Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life, it reveals that he is the answer to all of our problems.
那道理我们讲到这里，那这跟我的生活有什么关系？
So now that we've gotten this far, how does this apply to our lives?
我想举一两个实际生活的例子。
I just want to give you a couple of examples.
让我们每天在生活里面，你遭遇到这些事情的时候，你马上回到这三个问题里面。
So that when you face a problem in your daily lives, you can come back to these three issues that we talked about.
你看看耶稣基督能不能解决你的问题。
And you can see if Jesus Christ can solve your problem.
我先讲一个，有个姊妹有一次告诉我。
I want to share a story that a sister told me.
当然，我这个见证都是在我讲，他们听过这个信息以后，他们后来回馈， 来告诉我他们真的应用的实际的例子。
And all of these testimonies that I'm sharing, it's because after I've shared a message, these people came to me and shared with me.
这些例子可能也都发生在你我的身上。
And all of these examples may have happened in your lives.
所以请你注意听，你发现你自己举一反三，你会发现你要怎么来用这个福音在你的生活里头。
So when you listen to these testimonies, just think about your own lives and see how you can apply what you've learned today.
有个姊妹她晚上做完了晚餐，她就告诉她的孩子跟丈夫说，我今天有点不舒服，所以你们先吃饭，我要去休息。
One sister came home that night after work and she made dinner and she wasn't feeling well that night, so she told her husband and kids, why don't you guys go ahead and eat and I'm going to go upstairs and get some rest.
可是她就告诉他们说，你们只要给我留一点就好了，那么等一下把碗洗干净了，我现在不舒服，我就上去休息。
You can leave some food for me and then after you do the dishes, you know, just clean up, but I don't feel well, so I'm just going to go upstairs.
她在上面睡了两个钟头。
And she slept upstairs for a couple of hours.
哎，她饿了，她醒来了，觉得好多了，所以她就下楼来准备吃饭。
And she woke up, felt a lot better, was a little bit hungry, so she came downstairs to look for some food.
她到楼下的时候，突然一发现，怎么楼下的电视机的声音开得这么大声，而且这一些人通通在客厅里面高兴的在那边叫啊闹，在看电视。
And as she was coming downstairs, she realized that the TV was turned on really loud and that her husband or kids are watching TV and making a lot of noise.
因为那天有个球赛。
There was a game that night.
然后她就走到了厨房的时候，她发现那个桌上碗槽里面是一塌糊涂。
And when she walked into the kitchen, she saw that the sink and the table, it was a big mess.
所有的碗筷脏的没有吃完的弄得一地。
And all the bowls and the chopsticks and everything, they were all over the floor and the tables.
哪里有给她留的东西？
And there wasn't anything left over.
所以她到客厅里面去看了他们一下的时候，没有人理她，通通在看电视，高兴得不得了。
And when she walked into the living room, no one even paid attention to her. They were just glued to the TV.
她很难过，她就回去。
And she felt upset and saddened, and so she went back upstairs.
继续睡觉。
To continue sleeping.
那一觉睡得很不好。
And she didn't sleep well that night.
她整夜里面在那里。心里面在那里怨恨，在那里骂你们这些没有良心的人。
And while she was trying to sleep, she was angry and kept thinking in her heart that they didn't care about her.
早上起来。
The next morning she wakes up.
她下到了餐厅。
And she walks into the kitchen.
哎，她发现桌子碗筷整理得干干净净。
And she realized that everything was cleaned up and it was spotless.
她去打开冰箱的时候，发现，哎呦。有一碗昨天晚上他们做的东西好好的给他摆在冰箱里头。
And when she opened up the refrigerator, she saw that there were leftovers set aside for her last night.
所以等一下她的丈夫跟孩子下来的时候。
So when her husband and kids came downstairs that day.
她就有点不好意思，她说到底昨天晚上你们到底在闹什么。
So she felt a little bit embarrassed, but she asked them, what were you guys doing yesterday?
而且我跟你们说要弄干净，要给我留东西，我看昨天晚上好像你们都没有做。
And asked you to clean up after you finished eating, but I saw that you didn't even clean up.
她的丈夫跟孩子说，这不是我们给你留的东西吗？
And the husband and the kids said, well, isn't this the leftovers that we left for you in the fridge?
我们没有吃，我们就先给它摆在冰箱里了。你没有开冰箱嘛，对不对？
Before we even started eating, we left that, we set that aside and put it in the fridge for you.
而且昨天是正好这个球赛在那个时候要演，所以我们就没有去洗这个碗筷。我们就先看球赛了。
But because the game was on and it was really important, so we didn't have time to clean up after we ate. We just went to go watch the game.
你看现在不是东西都做得好好的吗？
And look at it now, isn't it all cleaned?
这姊妹那时候就开始来想，她是不是落在这三个问题的里头？
And this sister started thinking maybe she fell into the trap of these three problems.
第一个。他有没有警觉到他那个时候已经在埋怨在那里怪人家的那个黑暗里面
First, was she already in that state of complaining and being judgmental?
你在哪里
Where are you?
你是不是失去了平安
Have you lost peace?
第二个
Second,
谁告诉你他们不听你的话
Who told you that they were being inconsiderate?
谁告诉你他们没有良心
Who told you that they weren't thinking about you?
他们只不过时间上没有这么准确的配合你的时间表。
It was just that their timetable was a little bit different from yours.
第三个。
Third.
你做了什么？
What did you do?
是你交代了你有没有他们呢？你可以问他们，你可以去打开冰箱看一看，或者你就生气，你就认为这些人就是不听话，就是不闹，所以你自己问有没有问，你就走了。
When you came downstairs, did you ask them where the food was? Did you open the refrigerator? You just assumed that they didn't care and went back upstairs.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，我们在失去平安，我们怨恨别人，我们都不看到自己有没有应该检讨自己，是不是有一些地方我们疏忽的时候，我们就中了恶者的诡计。
A lot of times we fall into the trap of not looking at the situation and taking responsibility. We just start blaming other people.
撒旦的计谋就是要来破坏家庭，破坏教会。
Satan's purpose is to hurt the family and to hurt the church.
他要影响我们对自己的看法。
He wants to affect how we view ourselves.
他们要影响我们跟家人、跟我们亲爱的同工的关系。
He wants to affect the relationships within family members and even church members.
他最希望把一些的谎言都摆在我们里面，让我们互相的指责，以至于我们全部的人都软弱无力。
He wants to continue telling us lies about each other so that we can start blaming each other.
当一个没有福音体质的人，他就常常会落在这样的光景里面。
Someone who does not live out the gospel, will fall into this trap.
你常常埋怨，常常不能饶恕，常常自怜，都在这些可怜的光景。
You will fall into the trap of self-pity and guilt and an inability to forgive.
你警觉到这些问题发生在你生活里面吗？
Are you able to recognize these problems in your lives?
你相不相信一个家里面如果有一串门的钥匙找不到的时候？
When you look at a situation where someone in the family cannot find keys.
一天两天一个礼拜一直找不到那个钥匙。
One day, two days go by, a week goes by, no one can find the keys.
开始有声音进来。
Then voices start coming in.
到底这个钥匙到哪里去了？
Where did the keys go?
是不是被坏人拿去了？
Did a thief steal it?
会不会人家用这个钥匙开进我们家的门？
What if someone took the keys and now can come into our house?
如果偏偏这个钥匙就是不管是你的配偶或者你的孩子，他们又是常常掉钥匙的人。
Or maybe your friends or your family members or kids would lose keys very easily.
很多的控告，很多的猜想就通通出来了。
A lot of guessing and accusations may come out.
我们同工教会里面有时候一些服事也，你不要看很多小的事情也会落在这个光景里头。
Even within the church, a lot of these little things can happen.
比如说今天 Teresa。来做翻译。
For example, Teresa is doing the translation today.
比如说我突然今天有什么一个感动，我突然觉得说可能Gerald 可能今天比较合适。
Or maybe all of a sudden I feel that, you know, the Holy Spirit is telling me that Gerald would be more appropriate today.
虽然他准备了几个礼拜，可是我到了前一两个礼拜，我跟他说，我们好不好换一下，让 Gerald 来。
Even though that she's prepared for a couple of weeks, maybe I would just tell her, why don't we switch it around and have Gerald do it?
如果一个没有福音体质、不警觉有这些问题的人，
for someone who is not prepared or doesn't have a relationship with God,
你会开始猜了。
Then you'll start guessing.
金弟兄，你这不是第一次这样对我了。
Brother King, this isn't the first time you've done this to me.
去年的三月，你已经把我换过一次。
Last March, you already done the same thing to me.
现在又来一次。
And now you're doing it again.
你到底对我存的什么心？
What is your attitude towards me?
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们常谁告诉你的？到底谁告诉你这些控告？
Who is making these accusations towards you?
到底你现在是不是已经失去了神的平安？
Have you ever lost the peace that comes from God?
你到底有没有跟他坐下来，好好的我们沟通一下，为什么你要这样做？
Have you communicated with the person? Why are you doing this?
当然，这两方面都有问题，都要解决。
Of course, there's problems on both ends.
我必须跟他好好的解释，我这一次为什么临时我觉得要换或者不要换。
I should tell her and sit down and tell her why this time I decided to change things.
顺便就讲一次，我也是讲了，我们在年终祷告会的时候，我们的弟兄说， 我们感谢神给我们出版了十五周年的周刊。
I'll just mention this. At the end of the year prayer meeting, we had the 15-year anniversary.
我们弟兄再三的强调，就怕引起大家的误会。
And
emphasize a few things.
He wanted to emphasize a few things.
他说有很多人的投稿，可是有一些稿子我们今年这一本刊物上面我们没有采用。
And he mentioned that a lot of people wrote articles and essays, but some of them could not be used.
或许你会发现你的文章进去的时候，你本来有写着某某某的名字，结果后来发现这个名字不见了。
Or in your essay, you may have mentioned someone's name, but now when you look in the book, it's disappeared.
所以我们负责的弟兄他就再三的解释说，我们为什么要这样做。
So the brother who was responsible for this wanted to emphasize why these changes were made.
不是你的文章不好。
It's not that your essay was not good.
不是你讲了这个人或者什么，我们觉得这个人有问题。
And it's not that when you mention the name, we think that there's something wrong in that.
我们的出发点是希望，尤其在现在就在我们中间的人，他可能也觉得他帮助你，他不希望他的名字被印出来。
Perhaps you know the person that helped you, and you're writing that in your essay. Maybe they don't want to be named.
或许说你这篇文章是非常好，可是好像跟这个。感恩我们讲十五周年的历史跟这一段的历史成长没有什么直接的关系。
Or maybe the essay that you wrote was very good, but it was not fitting for the topic that we wanted.
所以我们可以留在下一本的刊物里面登。
So we can save it for the next one that we do.
我的弟兄就要需要跟弟兄姊妹先解释说，不要在这里去想。
So I'm saying that sometimes we can't think too much.
当然从另外一方面讲，我们也可以决定说，是这个文章你如果把这些人名拿掉，把这些事实改掉，这已经完全离开了我写这个文章的这个心意。
But perhaps you think that if you took away the names that I wanted in the essay, it would take away the meaning.
因为我是真实的感恩，我是感谢这些人，我希望这篇文章是有血有肉，不是只是一个框框架架讲哦天神教会怎么帮助我，我希望具体的讲出一些我亲身的经历。
Because I am very grateful and I'm thankful and I want these people to know that I am thankful, so I want to have it come from the heart.
所以不是对跟错的问题。
So it's not whether it's right or wrong.
没有牵扯到怎么样是最好，怎么样是对错的问题。
We're not trying to talk about what's the best way to do things.
当我们有了这样的沟通以后，我们就可以能够理解对方为什么要这样，所以我们就可以心里平安。
When we sit down to talk about this, then we can understand the other person's perspective and have peace about it.
所以我们在每一个人在神面前，我们要在生活里面每一个细节里面，我们要运用这三个问题的原则。
So in each of our problems that we face in our daily lives, we should use these three questions.
很多时候我们很自卑，我们说这个不可能，这个做不好的。
Sometimes we blame ourselves. We say this is impossible to do.
可是圣经里面告诉我们说，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
But God says that all things are possible with Him.
很多时候你说，哎呀，我做了这么大的错事，我没有办法原谅我自己了。
Sometimes you say, "Oh, I've done so many things that are wrong. I just can't forgive myself."
可是圣经上告诉我们说，我为你舍命，我已经原谅你。
But God says, "I've already died for you. I forgive you."
而且你只要来到了面前，你来认罪，你愿意赔偿，与人和好，一切的罪都不再被纪念。
And if you're willing to repent and to turn back from your ways and ask for forgiveness, then...
你说没有人爱我，我是最可怜的人。
Sometimes you would say, "Nobody loves me."
你看我的生活充满了失败，我完全没有价值。
I'm such a failure, and I have no worth.
可是圣经告诉我们说，耶稣爱你，他为你舍命。
But the Bible says Christ loves you and died for you.
没有人能够叫我的爱跟你隔绝。
Nothing can separate us from the love of God.
你看你到底用怎么样的思想、怎么眼光来看你自己？
How are you thinking and what perspective are you using?
或者说你有时候很骄傲。
Or sometimes we may be very proud.
你说我比别人强。
Or you say, I'm better than other people.
我最棒。
I'm the best.
圣经说你不要自高自大。
But the Bible says, do not be puffed up.
你说我永远不会错。
You may say, I can never be wrong.
我的经验就是告诉我，我笃定你，我讲定了，你这样就是不对，我的看法一定对。
My experience has been that you're wrong and I'm right.
圣经告诉我们说，神他要阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
But God says, I resist the proud and give grace to the humble.
到底我们在我们的生活里面，有多少时候我们失去我们的平安？
In our lives, how often do we lose the peace in our lives?
是因为我们不明白这三个问题的根本性质。
It's because we don't understand the root of these three problems.
我们不明白那个盗贼来，他是要偷窃，要杀害，要毁害，要毁坏。
We don't understand that when the thief comes, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
所以圣经保罗清楚告诉我说，我们要用信德，我们用我们的信心当作藤牌来抵挡恶者一切的火箭。
And so, Paul says that we need to use a shield of faith to extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one.
那个火箭啊，那个箭不但射到你，它还有火。我以前小时候看这些火箭，我就想一个箭已经够厉害了，还要点个火干嘛？
These arrows, not only are they just plain arrows, but they have fire on them.
他就是说，这个箭就算射不死你，它那个火也把你烧死。
Even if the arrow doesn't kill you, the fire might.
这就是仇敌的攻击。
This is the enemies.
我们要拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，来抵挡这一切。
We need to take the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word, to fight.
我们要戴上救恩的头盔。
We need to take the helmet of salvation.
我们的救恩，我们的福音，就是我们的头盔。
The gospel is our helmet.
我们所有的思想，那些恶者的火箭一直射过来的思想，我们就靠着这个福音来解决。
All of the thoughts and accusations from Satan, we need to use the sword of the Spirit.
这是我今天跟上次这两篇信息的整个总论的负担。
This is the burden that I've had in my heart to share with you.
2009年摆在我们的前面。
2009 is placed in front of us.
昨天已经是历史了。
Yesterday is history.
明天还是一个梦。
Tomorrow is still a dream.
可是今天是一个礼物。
But today is a gift.
A present.
Present.
英文很有意思，玩这个字的游戏的时候 ，present 讲现在，今天是现在，就是一个礼物。这个 present 也是礼物的意思。
Today is the present and has another meaning, which is a gift.
所以但愿弟兄姊妹，我们能够用福音的眼光来度我们前面的这一年。
So I hope that we can use the perspective of the gospel to view this entire year.
最后我要用这个图表简单的介绍一下这个图表，来说明一下整个今天我们这今年我们整个信息的重点。
And lastly, I just want to use a chart to summarize what we're going to be talking about this year.
如果你有兴趣这个图表的话，你可以会后来跟我提，我可以印一些给你。
If you're interested, you can come to me after the service, and I can give you a few copies.
这也是一篇很简单的去个人传福音谈到的一个材料。
This is something that can be used when you're preaching the gospel to someone.
首先讲到神跟人中间，本来是神造我们的原理的时候，人跟神中间是没有分隔的。
This talks about when God first created us, there was no separation between us and God.
当人犯了罪了以后，神跟人中间就有了一个大的一个隔绝。
But then after sin, there's a huge gap between us and God.
当人落在咒诅里面的时候，他的身体、灵魂、所有的后代、审判、所有的咒诅的问题都来了。
And after we fall into sin, there's curses that affects our spiritual lives, our heart, our physical conditions.
人试着用各样的方法想要从这一边到这一边，神用了许多的学问、善行、宗教等等，想要把这个缝、把这个 gap 把它补起来。
And man tries to use their own means to try to solve this problem and to close the gap by using knowledge and good works, religion and other things.
都没有用。
But to no avail.
只有耶稣自己来成为十字架式羔羊的时候，把我们这个隔绝的两岸靠着十字架重新连接在一起。
But only when Jesus Christ came on the cross was he able to solve this problem.
他是我们的大君王，他是我们的大祭司，他也是我们的大先知。
Jesus Christ is our great king, the high priest, and the great prophet.
他 他把我们人从罪人的地位带到天上去，带到神的地位，与神和好。
He took us from a position of sinners to back towards the Lord.
当我们与神和好以后，我们就从咒诅的地位，我们要进入我们承受神的祝福和产业。
After sin has been taken care of, we go from a position of facing curses to receiving God's blessings.
靠着神的恩典，我但愿今年我可以用至少十次的信息，我都是围绕着这个图表的大纲来跟弟兄姊妹来讲解什么叫做福音。
With God's grace, I would like to use about 10 messages on Sundays to share with everyone what is being depicted here.
从旧约的历史
From the historical books in the Old Testament.
一直到新约的实际
To the New Testament.
到我们今天生活上的应用
To our life application today.
求神恩待我们。
May God give us grace.
从今天起以后，我们要用这个大君王、大先知、大祭司的眼光来看，我们来读圣经和祷告。
From this day forward, we need to apply today's message to read the Bible and to pray.
你在每一次读经的时候，你在里面是不是能够看到大祭司、大君王、大先知的影子？
When you read the Bible, are you able to see Jesus Christ as the great prophet, the great king, and the great?
我们要来看到以这样的眼光来看整个人类的历史。
We also have to use this perspective to view the history of mankind.
你看911的事件，还有这一次金融风暴的这些事件，恐怖分子、人类的地震，是不是这一些东西你看到人的堕落、人的罪所造成的结果？
When you look at all of our problems in around the world, can you see this in the context of these three problems?
在你个人的身上，你每天生活上发生的每一件事情，是不是也有这三个问题的性质？
And when you look at everything that happens in your lives, can you see these three problems?
你在哪里？
Where are you?
谁告诉你的？
Who told you?
你做了什么？
What did you do?
耶稣基督是所有问题的答案。
Jesus Christ is the answer to all of our problems.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
恩主，我们把今年摆在你的手里。
God, we give you 2009.
今年你不但在我们的理智上、我们的知识里面更多的认识这个真理。
Not only will you help us to understand in our mind the truth better.
在我每天的生活里面，你让我来经历这个真理。
But let us experience your truth, God.
你让我用，求你帮助我和弟兄姊妹在一起扶持的时候，我们能认定你是我们的大祭司、大君王和大先知。
Let me and my brothers and sisters, when we come together to serve you, that we recognize that you are the great priest, the great king, and the great prophet.
可以让我们活出一个更合你心意的生活。
That we may live a life that is more pleasing to you, Lord.
我们这样感谢祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We praise you and we thank you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.